Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. I'm Tux Lurzel.
I'm Stephanie Domingo.
We're here. We're drinking.
Yes.
We're, we haven't sworn yet, but we'll be swearing.
We'll be drinking and we will eventually be swearing. Mm-hmm.
So this is the mini-sode today. As you know, this is the show where we read listener mail, but today we'll just be announcing the topic. We are also announcing the contest winners.
Yes, we have three winners.
Yeah.
Three amazing people who wrote really stellar reviews.
Yeah.
Really thoughtful reviews.
After we were like, please just leave
it. Yeah. Comments. Now I'm like, no, actually, give us a good review.
Yeah. Well, also... As it turns out, you can't leave eggplants.
Yeah, no emojis.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
We got really good. We got some really amazing reviews. So we're going to announce the winners, read the reviews, and then once that's taken care of, we're going to announce the topic for next mini.
So there are three winners, as we said. We're reading them in no particular order. So I'm reading Smile Then Scream 7's review. I got hooked on this podcast because of a friend of mine at work. Beyond Reproach is fun, entertaining, and informative. I find strange facts interesting, and the drinks don't hurt either. One day I will get around to trying an old fashioned. Keep up the great work. Thank you. I love that one.
Yeah. Thank you to Smile Then Scream 7. I will be reading a review from... Semperfi 1766, titled History Unhitched. Clever, honest, smart, and real. The hosts are a treat, and you can tell they really enjoy each other and are passionate about history and politics. Great conversations about scandals with a wide selection of beverages. True story.
Yes.
Beyond Reproach is above and beyond good.
I see what they did there. You.
Clever girl.
Or man.
Oh, that's a... Jurassic Park reference.
Oh, random. Wait, Jurassic Park?
Yeah. There's something about the raptors and the guy is being hunted and then, because all the dinosaurs are female.
Yeah. Okay.
He finds out he's being hunted by, like, he's going after one and then there's another one on the side.
That's okay.
And he just says, clever curl, and then he gets killed.
Yeah, see, that's what you get for patronizing women. So there's another review from Alicia HMC. Her review is titled, Completely Hooked! Exclamation point. I can't stop listening to this podcast from Grover the Garbage Human to the many scandalous humanitarian wins of Shirley Chisholm. I learned so much about figures I thought I knew. It's also comforting to know that our country has survived presidential terms with rampant corruption, Harding, horrifying exploitation of women, Cleveland, and unconstitutional defiance of checks and balances, Jackson. You know, for future reference, keep up the great work.
Super good. So thank you all for, well, thank you everyone who has
written a review. Yeah, seriously, everyone.
We were unable to pick everyone's reviews as winners. We originally planned to just pick two winners, and then we got so many really good ones. We have to throw in a third.
Yeah.
So through iTunes, we can't actually contact anyone that won. So you guys have to contact us. If you're listening and you heard your name and your review, please send us an email at beyondreproachpod@gmail.com. Email us with your name and contact info, and we will mail you your prizes.
Yes.
Also, just so everyone knows, we will have a shop open on our site, beyondreproachpod.com. It should be open by the time this episode airs.
It will be open.
It should be up.
Yeah.
So there's a few things on there now. There may be some more stuff coming, but check it out. We got some cool stuff.
Yeah. Some merch.
Merch.
Our next episode, we're going to be asking our listeners to send us their favorite episodes, favorite historical, political scandals, just favorite, I don't know, antidotes, favorite drink.
Yeah. Anything from the show that we've discussed that you just thought was great and kind of want to hear more of. I feel like this topic feels sort of self-indulgent of us, but really we're trying to...
I think it's good to get feedback.
Yeah, exactly. We just want to know what you guys are really enjoying and what you want to hear more of, essentially.
Yeah.
Please feel free to write in with your favorite stories and favorite people that we've already discussed, but also... feel free to send us ideas of people that you want to hear about in the future that we haven't discussed yet, or drinks you want to hear us drink that we haven't drank yet.
Yeah. Or if you'd like us to revisit something, because we mention a lot of things like, oh, we should go back to this, or I saw this and it was crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything that just sticks out in your mind from listening to the podcast, we'd love to know about.
Yeah, what you think is working and what you want to hear more of. And then today we are also just going to talk a little bit about our own favorites so far from season one. As we're moving into season two, we want to talk about our favorite stories and favorite moments.
Yes. My favorite scandal is weird to say, but it was the one, Creeper of the House.
Oh, really?
Episode 3. It's my favorite just because I did not know about Dennis Hastert, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't think you need to be embarrassed, because I mean, I didn't know
either. I knew that he was terrible, but yeah. I didn't know that he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
A serial pedophile.
I think that we're just young enough.
Who went to jail.
Yeah. We just missed that story. And you know what I mean? Like, we weren't as aware of things when that happened.
Yeah.
But.
And just the Hastert rule. I didn't know about that. And it has, like, it's still in action today.
Yeah.
So it was just really good for me to learn about that. So that's my favorite.
Cool.
Scandal.
Do you have a favorite of your own? A favorite one that you told?
A favorite one that. I like Harding, even though the first Harding, his love notes, I thought was really fun, even though that episode really went off the rails. We got so drunk, and the stories were so salacious and ridiculous. And it's, to this day, I'm in awe of him and Jerry.
I would say Harding is my favorite of the stories that you've done. I can't decide if I like the Teapot Dome better or the Jerry stories better.
See, my favorite episode is the Teapot Dome.
Yeah.
Just because with Groper, I thought it was a really good episode together of two really scandalous people who did something that's has happened before, like sex scandals and corruption. I felt like they were a really good balance, the two of them together.
Yeah. And both so poignant today.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Harding is my favorite that you've done, and Grover is my favorite that I've done. Mm. I think the cheese story about Andrew Jackson was really fun.
It was fun, the cheese episode. I said gross a lot.
You did, yeah. But I think as like a whole story, the Groper, even though it's gross and it's like hard to listen to, and listening back to it, I feel like... I sound a little cavalier about sexual assault as I'm telling the story.
I don't mean to.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But it's just such a really interesting profile of a person who was a president. And
one that was called Grover the Good.
Yeah.
Like that contradiction is so crazy to me. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Is it opposite day? Because he's a monster. Yeah, the second story was very hard to hear. They were both really, really tough.
Yeah.
But really important stories as well. Really scandalous. What was your favorite side banter? There's so much, right?
For banter, I think it's hard because there was a lot. And we like to talk. We like as much as we say that we hate the sound of our own voices, we sure do flap our gums a lot.
True story. I think it's the alcohol, but also we just, it is us.
Yeah, we're verbose.
Yes.
Windbags. But I think if I had to choose, just for comedy's sake, I'm going to go with like the beginning of the first episode ever. When what did we say? Something about...
I was talking about flat eartherism.
No, you said something about a politician being a megalomaniac.
Oh, yeah, a megalodon. Yeah. And then you're like, I think it's a sea creature. I'm like, I don't think it exists. And you're like, it's the bloop. And I'm like, oh, no. Actually, that's a great point, because that's when I started the Tim edit that out, which.
Yeah.
Because I was not prepared for you to say the bloop on air. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
We are not doing this.
I love the Tim edit this out when it is clearly not edited out.
Oh, never. That's a sign for Tim not to edit it out, it seems.
Yeah, Tim has never... This is a juicy tidbit that you should leave.
Yes, that's what we should start saying. Reverse psychology, Tim. I really wish Tim would keep this embarrassing thing I said in.
What was yours? Your favorite banter?
I just think episode 2, Warren Harding scandal, and you did the Panama Canal. There was just a lot of really great banter because we were drinking.
We were so drunk in that episode. Yeah. I don't know how we got as drunk as we did. Those cocktails were very frou-frou and fruity and didn't taste very strong.
It looked like cotton candy, and it tasted like...
Like ice cream or something.
Yeah, very light and fluffy. Yeah. Because there was an egg white beaten into it, right?
And heavy cream.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
And...
But there was 3 ounces of gin in each of those, and we had a couple.
Things went off the rails. Yeah. We talked about you and your food blogger voice.
Yeah. Boulangeria.
Boulangeria. And there was a point where you asked me, like, if... Because I didn't know who Sharon Carpenter was, and you're like... Do you live under a rock? And I'm like, maybe, gently. And then we talked about the chillins, and I laughed for like 35 minutes, like after the fact. And yeah, we talked about vintage panties.
Wow.
Yeah.
That episode.
Do you remember that? You're just like.
Pantaloons and And then I think in the end, I still didn't have it right. I don't.
Yeah.
I was just pulling stuff out of my butt. I don't know.
So good. Gold. Gold pulled out of our butts.
Yes.
Ew.
That's okay. Where I keep mine. Gross. Tim. Tim, that's a juicy tidbit.
Yes. Yes. So what was your favorite cocktail?
This one is hard. So far, I don't think I've really disliked any of them.
Same.
Which I was surprised because I was thinking we're drinking cocktails. Well, the Blue Hawaiian was...
So
especially
good.
Delicious when I was really expecting to hate it.
Yeah.
But I also had this idea in my head that these cocktails are like 250 years old and people, you know, they fell out of fashion for a reason and they're not going to really work with modern tastes.
Oh, okay.
So I just assumed like the people don't drink these anymore for a reason. And was not expecting to like them all.
Yeah.
They're all so tasty. I want to say like the Manhattan or something because... Generally, if I'm out at a bar, that's what I'll order.
Yeah.
But that's like...
Or an old fashioned.
Yeah. Yeah. But I, you know, I have those all the time. Yeah. So I think I'm going to say the Sherry Cobbler.
Oh, okay.
It's so
it was really,
light and summery and like citrusy.
It was very refreshing.
Super easy to drink and like so much ice.
Yeah.
Which it's super hot today. And I would love to have one of those right now.
Yeah. I could go for one of those.
Is your favorite the Blue Hawaiian?
No, my favorite is the Gin Punch.
Oh, okay.
And it was really, like, I just love citrus flavors.
Yeah.
And it had lemon and orange in it. And it was, I loved it. I was just sad that you didn't make an actual punch.
I know.
It was lies.
Yeah.
Because it was one glass.
My mom listens and she loves that story. That like, I was like, well, I didn't want to make a whole punch bowl. And you're just like, why not?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I felt robbed in that moment. Yeah, so that was my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else? Is there anything else we should...
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going to hopefully hear from the listeners.
Yeah, please, like anything, even if it's not something we've already discussed, but something that you just want to hear about, let us know. We are anxiously awaiting your feedback.
Yes.
And we'll read those comments in the next mini that will be coming a month from now.
Yes.
That's it. Oh, that's the mini. That was... It feels so weird to get back to recording after our little... It wasn't that long of a break, but it's like...
Yeah, it was long enough.
Yeah.
It was long enough that coming back, I feel a little nervous.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely a lot less nervous than season one when I was like perpetually sweating. But yeah, I feel a little rusty.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
I know.
To be back at it.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Tux Lurzel.
Yeah, and Stephanie Domingo.
And this was Beyond Reproach. Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather.
Yes.
We couldn't do any of this without him. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Even though the contest is over, please keep writing those written reviews. They are especially important to help us grow our podcast.
And we'll probably be doing another contest
this season. Yeah. If you like us, please share with the class, tell a friend, tell your bus driver.
Do the right thing.
We're also now on Patreon.
Yes.
We haven't really done much to set it up, so we don't have like tiered giving or any of that stuff yet, but we will figure it out.
Yeah.
Right now, I will say anyone who wants to become a patron, will, at the very minimum, will have their name read on air and they will be thanked publicly.
Yes.
Profusely.
It will be profuse.
So please check us out on Patreon. You can find that link from our website. And don't forget to follow us on social media, yeah. Beyond Reproach Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Toodaloo.
Bye.